Dreamscape presents Swan for the Money by Donna Andrews. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. "Dreadful news," Dad said. He collapsed into a chair at the foot of the breakfast table, as if no longer able to bear the weight of his dire tidings, and wiped his balding head with a pocket handkerchief. The head, the handkerchief, the hand holding it, and nearly every stitch of his clothing were so encrusted with mud and garden dirt that Mother would probably have ordered him off to take a shower immediately if she weren't so visibly curious to hear his news.
"Yes," she said,
one hand clutching her throat, in a gesture that would have looked artificial and old-fashioned on anyone else. On her, it merely looked elegant.
"We've lost Matilda," Dad said.
"Oh, no,"
she exclaimed. From her expression, I could tell that she found this news genuinely heartbreaking. Faint murmurs of sympathy arose from the dozen assorted friends and relatives seated around the table, but I could tell from their uniformly puzzled faces that they were all mentally asking the same question I was. Who the heck was Matilda? We used to have a Matilda in the clan, my great-aunt Matilda, but she'd been dead for years, and I couldn't recall anyone else gracing a recent arrival to the family with such an unusual name, nor could I remember any friends or neighbors named Matilda. There was a time when I would have assumed Matilda was one of Dad's patients, but he was semi-retired now, and his medical practice.